In a world where 70% of new products fail, what separates successful innovations from expensive flops? The answer lies not in better guessing, but in systematic testing. Rather than building products based on assumptions and hoping for the best, smart innovators validate their ideas through experiments before making significant investments. This approach has transformed how organizations, from early-stage startups to Fortune 500 companies, develop new offerings. Think about it. Would you rather spend months building something nobody wants, or a few weeks discovering that your core assumption was flawed? Business experimentation isn't just a nice-to-have methodology. It's the difference between costly failures and evidence-based success. The composition of your testing team directly impacts your ability to validate business ideas effectively. Cross-functional skill sets covering design, product, technology, and potentially legal, data, sales, and marketing create a comprehensive testing foundation. But beyond skills, diversity in background, gender, age, and thought prevents biases from contaminating your business model. What makes a team truly effective at experimentation? They're data-influenced rather than gut-driven. They're experiment-focused rather than assumption-bound. They remain customer-obsessed, solving real problems for real people. They think entrepreneurially, finding creative paths around obstacles. They work iteratively, continuously improving based on feedback. And perhaps most crucially, they question everything, even their most cherished beliefs about what customers want. Have you ever been in a meeting where everyone nodded in agreement, only to discover later that each person had a completely different understanding of what was decided? This misalignment dooms many innovation efforts before they begin. The team alignment map prevents these costly misunderstandings by explicitly defining the mission, timeline, objectives, commitments, resources, and validation steps from the start. Coming up with ideas isn't the challenge. Most organizations have plenty. The real difficulty lies in shaping those ideas into viable business models that create and capture value. This requires a design loop of repeatedly refining concepts until they offer compelling value propositions. The business model canvas has become the gold standard for visualizing business concepts by breaking them into 9 components: customer segments, value propositions, channels, customer relationships, revenue streams, key resources, key activities, key partners, and cost structure. This framework helps teams evaluate desirability, do customers want it, feasibility, can we build it, and viability, should we build it. The value proposition canvas focuses on the critical relationship between customer needs and your offering. The customer profile details what people aim to accomplish, their frustrations, and desired benefits, while the value map describes your solution and how it addresses pain points. The goal is perfect alignment, creating products that solve real problems and deliver meaningful benefits. What if we treated business ideas like scientific hypotheses rather than foregone conclusions? The testing process begins by identifying assumptions underlying your business concept, beliefs that must be true for your idea to succeed but may lack evidence. By transforming these assumptions into testable hypotheses, you create a roadmap for systematic experimentation. A well-formed business hypothesis begins with "we believe that" and must be testable, precise, and discrete. Instead of vaguely assuming people will pay for our service, specify "we believe that marketing professionals will pay $50 a month for our social media scheduling tool." Business hypotheses fall into 3 sequential categories. Desirability hypotheses address market risk. Do they want this? Feasibility hypotheses tackle infrastructure risk. Can we do this? And viability hypotheses examine financial risk. Should we do this? Start with desirability. Why figure out how to build something or make it profitable if nobody wants it? After experiments, analyze evidence and extract insights. Your confidence should increase with more data points, stronger evidence types, and multiple experiments testing the same hypothesis. Then decide whether to persevere with your current direction, pivot based on evidence, or kill an idea that won't work. Remember, killing unworkable ideas isn't failure. It's learning that prevents much larger failures down the road. Effective experimentation requires structure and discipline through 5 key ceremonies: weekly planning sessions to prioritize experiments, daily stand-ups to align teams, weekly learning meetings to synthesize insights, bi-weekly retrospectives to improve processes, and monthly stakeholder reviews to secure resources and overcome obstacles. This system demands minimal time investment. Core team members spend about 9% of working time, extended team members 3%, and stakeholders just 0.6% on ceremonies. The payoff comes through faster learning cycles and more efficient resource use. Ethics must remain central to experimentation. The goal is validating business ideas with customers, not creating deceptive vaporware. In today's skeptical world, maintaining ethical standards is essential for building trust. Buffer exemplifies effective validation. Instead of building their social media scheduling tool first, they created a landing page with 3 pricing tiers, discovering customers preferred the $5 per month option. This evidence revealed people valued scheduling multiple posts daily without needing unlimited options. Buffer then built their application with these pricing insights, now serving hundreds of thousands of customers with over $1.5 million in monthly recurring revenue, all because they tested their business model before building the product. When selecting from dozens of experiment types, consider 3 factors: hypothesis type, desirability, feasibility, or viability, current evidence level, and time urgency. Start with cheap, fast experiments despite weaker evidence. As confidence builds, invest in stronger evidence-generating experiments. The objective is minimizing uncertainty before committing to expensive builds. Different businesses follow unique testing paths. B2B software companies often observe pain points with existing solutions. B2C hardware companies typically start with explainer videos and crowdfunding. B2B services frequently analyze support data before creating brochures. Intuit exemplifies effective experimentation through their Follow Me Home program, where employees observe customers using products in real environments. This approach reveals opportunities missed by traditional research methods and has become central to their innovation culture, with all employees trained in the technique regardless of position. Business experimentation fails without proper mindset and organizational support, despite having the right tools. Common pitfalls include the time trap, insufficient dedication, analysis paralysis, overthinking rather than testing, confirmation bias, only accepting evidence supporting your hypothesis, and failure to learn, not analyzing evidence. Leaders must adapt their approach when guiding teams through experimentation. For existing business models, use inclusive language, focus on outcomes over outputs, and develop facilitation skills. When inventing new business models, adopt strong opinions weakly held, starting with hypotheses while remaining open to being proven wrong. The power of this approach lies in its universal applicability. Whether you're a startup founder, a product manager in a large corporation, or a nonprofit leader, business experimentation principles work equally well. In today's uncertain and rapidly changing business environment, the ability to test ideas quickly and adapt based on evidence isn't just a competitive advantage, it's a survival skill. By embracing systematic testing, you can navigate uncertainty confidently, knowing each experiment brings you closer to valuable products and sustainable business models.